Thank you for calling customer support. This is Dimitri speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Dimitri. I want you to take our account off your records. We've been charged over $60 for something we've never received, and I just want to put a stop to this.
Okay. Here.
I have two reference numbers if that'll help you.
No problem. Provide me with your verify your shipping address for me.
4781 East Fairfield Street, Anaheim, California, 92807.
I do see here this is for our KitchenAid. Do you remember paying $5.74 for this?
No. Then we got a charge for that, plus another charge for $56.95. We've never received anything, and we got billed for these two things, and I don't know how you got our number or anything.
Okay. Do you think anybody in your household maybe did this?
No.
Mm-hmm. What do you see here? All right, well, if you're sure you didn't order this, ma'am, what we can do here for you, we could put this under a fraud investigation, where so we contact the local authorities. We provide them with the IP addresses on the account so they can verify where the actual charge was ordered from. And so you do want to go through fraud?
Okay, I'm going to my bank also and report this.
Okay, so you do want to go through fraud, correct?
Well, yeah. Can you just shut off our account or freeze it or whatever?
Well, the account's been canceled already by the previous agent.
Okay.
Provide me a few seconds while I input that fraud investigation for you.
Okay. Sir? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
Okay. What am I waiting for now?
I'm just inputting that fraud information for you. Just bear with me, please.
Okay.
Okay. While the fraud is going on, we're going to issue the full refund for you.
Okay.
We're going to go back to the account within 3 to 5 business days. If we do need any more information from you, we'll contact you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
No problem. Is there anything else I can do for you?
That's all. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Okay.
Thank you.